it's time for the local artist interview here on New Music Monday, only on 103.3 and WZND.com.
So this week we unfortunately were not able to get a local artist, but we're going to throw it back to an artist that Jamie actually interviewed last year, and that is Authentic Pines. So let's take a look at the highlights from that interview.
Thank you guys so much for coming in today. So go ahead and tell me a little bit about yourself as a band, like who are the members and how you guys were kind of formed.
All right, so I'm Charlie Vertico. I play guitar, and then I am one of the songwriters. And
I am Joel Smith. I'm a lead singer, and I do a lot of the songwriting as well.
And then not here, we have Nathan Markowitz, who's the other guitar player. He songwrites as well. We have Vince Savarino, who's the drummer, and Charlie Friedian, who's the bass player, and neither of them songwrite.
So kind of tell me about how you guys were formed.
So we actually started, it's kind of funny, we started as two separate bands. We started with a band with me, Nate, and Vince, and then another lead singer named Johnny, and then we had Authentic Pines, which was me, Joel, and Charlie, who were in it at the time. The members who are currently in Authentic Pines now, we had other members too. But then both of the bands were like kind of doing their own thing, but it was kind of stagnant. And we didn't really know where we were going to go with it. So I think Nate brought up the idea of merging the bands, which I was super against at the time. I didn't think the styles were that similar. I didn't think... And Joel played guitar in the other band at the time. I'm like, how are we going to have three guitar players? Like, that's too many cooks in the kitchen. So, but then Joel said he'd be cool just doing vocals. And then we did merge the bands, which turned out to be, like, the best thing we could have done.
So the song we're going to be featuring today is called Free Lapse. Could you tell me a little bit about how that came to be?
Yeah, well, I mean, a lot of people who know me know the fact that I have been sober for almost 3 years now, because I struggled with addiction in my younger teenage years. But with that, not only is like substance abuse a problem, but also just like emotional, mental issues are definitely, it's you know, half and half there.
Right.
And especially tough because I started to really like feel emotion, just like remembering all the bad things that I did. And so it's a self-reflection on, you know, that mindset and how it changes and how I have to react and deal with that.
Alrighty, well, we're definitely excited to hear it. Here's Authentic Pines with Free Lapse here on New Music Monday.
Down again, watching the tide turn over. I know that. again. Watching the tide turn over, I know that it's all in my head. I give you a call when I'm sober, I let myself down again. Watching the tide turn over, I know that it's all in my head. I give you a call when I'm sober.
Awesome, that was Free Lapse by Authentic Pines here on New Music Monday. Now let's get back to the interview. So what are some shows that you guys have performed in that might have been some of your favorites?
We opened for Drake Bell.
That was cool.
Drake and Josh.
Really? That's yeah. Really cool.
That was in West Dundee. We were playing this Battle of the Bands. Vince found us this Battle of the Bands, and it was at this dive bar, like an hour and a half away.
There was no stage. It was just like a drum kit in the corner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was, and then we played it, and then I left because I'm like, this is dumb.
Yeah.
And then there was a special artist we could play for if we won. And then they text us, or Vince texts us, like, hey, we're going to play for Drake Bell.
We're like, that's so cool.
Like, no, we're not. But he's like, yeah, we are. And then we did, and it was really cool. We got to like meet him.
Wow,
he wears a lot of Gucci stuff.
Yeah, like that outfit was worth like $3,000.
Oh, easily. His jacket was probably worth $3,000.
I mean, I liked that show. Not just because of Drake Bell. The audience that was there was killer.
It was like a 600-person room. It was sold out, so it was really cool.
I say the favorite. Why? I think the reason I like that show so much is because I was able to really, like, performance-wise, put on my best face.
Right. Yeah,
that show changed a lot, like regardless of Drake Bell, which obviously was still super cool. Mm-hmm. But we, ever since then, the quality of the show has gone way up.
The last question I have for you guys is, do you have any social media out there? And if so, where can we find all that fun stuff?
We have Instagram, which would be, is it authentic.pines?
Yes.
Authentic. I think if you look up Authentic Pines on pretty much any social media, it'll come up. Spotify, Apple Music, Google Play, if you use Google Play.
Tidal, if anybody uses that anymore.
Around anywhere you can find music. All our personal social medias are somewhere on the band, too. Or on the band's page, too. Mm-hmm. But yeah, pretty much anything. Facebook would be the best place to get events. Facebook and Instagram would be the best place to get look at our events that are coming up. We actually have a show around here next week in Bloomington at the Night Shop at 7 o'clock.
Sunday the 11th.
Yes.
Cool.
That show is going to be killer.
I haven't played down here yet, so I'm fun.
All right, guys. Well, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Alrighty, so I definitely enjoyed interviewing them last year. They had a different sound to offer us, different than most artists I actually interviewed last year, so it was interesting. I think since TJ and I are definitely adding more alternative this year, it's perfect that I thought that we would, you know, drop that throwback in here for this week, because this week we don't really have that many alternative songs, so I thought it would be a good throwback. But I'm definitely a fan, and I've been meaning to see them live, so excited.
Definitely.
About that.
The one thing I want to say about them, they sounded a lot like the Foo Fighters, just
that's a
voice.
Good comparison. Mm-hmm.
I just like the, I mean, he obviously doesn't have the same voice as Dave Grohl, which I mean, not a lot of people do, so just the way he would just like not scream but like yell and kind of just like have those like higher vocals, it just sounded like him.
Yeah,
like
that's
just
a
like a loosely bass and like just like with like just like, I don't know how many guitars they use. Do they?
Yeah, no, I think there's two, maybe three.
Because I was going to say, it sounds like they have three just because that's what the Foo Fighters do. They have three guitarists basically playing the same chords. And I know Dave Grohl only said it because he wanted it to sound louder.
Yeah.
So it kind of sounds like that's what they're doing too. And that's why it just reminded me of it.